Hello everyone. The two stories I'm going to tell, they are kind of similar to each other. One is based off of true crime, and another one is based off of Modern Love. I don't know if any of y'all seen that TV show Modern Love. So, let's start with the one with true crime. So, it was a girl named Sabrina. She was a foster child. Lisa and Kevin had took her in. Kevin, he worked all the time, so, you know, he was barely ever there. So one day, Sabrina goes and kills Lisa, stabs her 175 times with a bread knife until it bends. Now, you know, you gotta really be angry for a knife to bend. So Lisa's daughter Megan calls 911 saying, "Please come, she's killing my mom," but they can't hear her because she's so hysterical. So now Sabrina get arrested. She's telling the authorities that she didn't act alone, but the authorities already suspect that you have a 17-year-old girl who was a foster child, and these great people took her in and, you know, showered her with love. Why would she want to kill Lisa? So now they go and they talks to everyone. They talks to Kevin family. They talks to Lisa friends. Everyone was saying how happy Kevin and Lisa was, how they loved their children, because they had other children and other marriages besides the one child they had together, and now the adopted child Sabrina. So as the story goes on, Sabrina, you know, she wanted to tell what really happened. So she fell in love with Kevin. Kevin manipulated her, saying he hated Lisa and he wished she was dead so they can be together. And he would like to first hire a hitman to kill her. So Sabrina really loved it, Kevin, and she really loved it, Haley, which was their little baby, which was Lisa and Kevin's little baby. But people was noticing that Sabrina was acting like she was Haley's mom instead of Lisa. And Lisa was telling Kevin, like, "Why are you spending so much time with her? Cut the chain." She was sending him texts. Long story short, he manipulated poor Sabrina into killing his wife and thought he was gonna get away with it. So as Sabrina was telling the story, she was saying that she really loved him, she really wanted to be with him, and he told her if she would kill his wife, they can be together. Kevin messed up to where he wanted to see Sabrina in jail to let her know that he was behind her, he didn't feel no hatred, torture, and, you know, and everybody started wondering, like, this girl just murdered your wife. Why would you care what happened to her? Kevin manipulated Sabrina into loving him, killed his wife, for a moment lived off the wife insurance money. Young Sabrina, she just, you know, she didn't know any better, because most young girls can be manipulated, and he, as a grown man, you know, knowing her situation where she had no family, jumping from foster home to foster home, he took advantage of that. So they found him guilty, gave him life. They gave Sabrina life too, but after 30 years, she gets parole. So I want to thank you for listening to Sonya's podcast. Please give it a 5-star review on Spotify, Anchors, FM Player, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to your podcast at. Please share, and if you feel it can help someone, please share it. And I want to say, can you go to these websites, please? www.wavilo.com. Use promo code Sonya. http://.. Use promo code Sonya. www.gurdinlooks. Use promo code 100. And thank you again. And my reason for this podcast is to bring you true crime and to show you a similarity of another story that I'm going to tell. Have a much love and blessed day.